You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Bells are good luck, so the Bells stay. That's the way it goes. Until IU gets through this Big Ten tournament, we ring the bells every time, every day. IU lives to fight another day. Nebraska, tonight, 9 o'clock. You got Tominaga. You got other guys. Indiana has had great trouble with Nebraska because Nebraska will shoot and make threes. Indiana will not. That deficit in three-point shooting is huge in determining who's going to win a game. Big Ten basketball is shooting the basketball, and Indiana has got to shoot it better than it did last night, or Nebraska's going to send them home in a box. I think Indiana wins this game. The revenge tour in the Twin Cities continues. They're going to vanquish Nebraska tonight. They can't shoot worse than they did last night. They won last night against Penn State. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but holy cow. That was the ugliest game ever. Penn State shot it like they were blind, and Indiana wasn't any better. Indiana, they get the two-point win because Anthony Leal is a really, really smart basketball player. It's not all about this. It's not all about verticality. Sometimes you beat them with your mind. Have you seen Slapshot? You got him in the brain, coach. That's what Anthony Leal did last night to the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Colts continue to stand pat. It might be the right thing to do. Thank you very much, Jason Griggs. It might be the right thing to do. We're going to talk about the Chiefs a little bit, what the Colts are doing, what the Colts need, and where they can satisfy those needs. The offense is in different, or the offseason is in different stages. This is one stage of the offseason. Then you've got the draft. That's a different stage. That's where the Colts and Chris Ballard and Ed Dodds and Morocco Brown, they do their heavy lifting, is in the offseason. If they don't see a guy in free agency they like, they are not going to invest heavily in that guy. You saw what the Bears did yesterday, acquiring Keenan Allen. You saw what the Chiefs did, acquiring Hollywood Brown, 1 year, $11 million. If Ballard isn't feeling you, he ain't going to sign you. That's the way it is. Legarius Sneed, that's expensive. That's really expensive for a position that obviously Chris Ballard doesn't value that highly or feels can be satisfied in the draft. We're going to find out. This is Breakfast with Kent, 3:45 a.m. in California. God bless you. I think it's actually, no, you're right, 3:45. You know what time it is where you are. For the Ides of March. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Here's the deal with MyBookie. You use promo code KENT. You sign up. You take advantage of this generous welcome offer to score a massive first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's winning before you even play. You know about basketball? All right. Use your intellect. Use that information. Put some money behind it. Make some money if you like. Have some more fun. Best part of my bookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. Again, use promo code KENT to secure your limited time welcome bonus today. Make sure and subscribe, because subscribing to this channel, you're going to win before playing if you subscribe. Doesn't cost nothing. Hit the thumbs up to like the video. Always like the video. It's a nice thing to do. If you want to make a deposit, make a deposit. ring, hit that bell icon to get an alert every time we go live. Tonight, Indiana, Nebraska. Are we going to do a live? We'll do a live if they win because I can't sleep. If they lose, maybe I can't sleep either. But it's a late game. I make no promises. Late night games, you need to hit the bell icon to get an alert if we go live tonight. Make a donation if you like. It's a very, very nice thing to do. Already have one. It was very, very nice. Jason Griggs took care of that. Very, very good. All right, let's talk about the Hoosiers and Nebraska tonight. But first, we'll talk about IU beating Penn State, 61-59. Anthony Leal, 5 seconds left. He gets a putback on kind of a silly shot by Malik Renew. I'm not sure exactly what was going on. Then Leal kind of makes a play of the game, I think. Not the putback where he got around Ace Baldwin, but in transition the other way when he stops Ace Baldwin. He keeps him from beating them down the floor because with 5 seconds left, Ace Baldwin is going to be able to take it baseline to baseline and tie that game. Anthony Leal, with his brain, Mike Woodson said it in the post-game press conference, really did a good job of figuring out how to play. He does it in practice every day. He works really hard. It's about damn time that level of smarts and that level of tenacity is rewarded on this team. It's not enough to show up, show out, and be athletic. It's not. You got to do more than that. And Indiana's going to have to do more than that tonight against Nebraska. So, no Hoosier shot better than 50% last night. Where was 50%? That's ridiculous. Where 18 and 14, 5 turnovers for Renew. Renew's got to eliminate mistakes or at least limit them, or Indiana is going to have a tough night. Malik Renew is the place where they can really get improvement. And don't even get me started on Mackenzie Mbako and his shooting last night.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Not only didn't the shots fall, but they weren't really good shots. What Mbako's got to do in order to make, he's got to shoot in rhythm. And what he did last night was not shoot in rhythm at all. He'd catch, evaluate, pump, get a guy off his feet, try to create contact. He did everything but concentrate on making the shot. You got to take the first shot and hit the first shot. You got 30 seconds to create a shot. You get an open look, you take it, you make it. Gabe Cupps did that last night. He was 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. Overall, 50%, but 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, and that was huge. Given the way that ball rotates and the hand over the top of the ball, how it goes in, I don't know. I don't want to see Xavier Johnson taking any more damn threes. You got to show an ability to hit the inside of the rim for me to trust you shooting threes. Xavier Johnson, when he hit the rim, he hit the outside of the rim last night. So you get all these wacko caroms, and those wacko caroms, you know what they lead to? They lead to buckets the other way. They're like live ball turnovers. What are you doing? Indiana's got to shoot better tonight to stay in the game with Nebraska, who has beaten Indiana both times this year. Indiana scored 70 in both games. They lost 86-70. They lost 85-70. They're going to have to score more than 70 to beat Nebraska tonight in all likelihood. Now, one of the advantages that Indiana's got is IU has now played on that floor. And so IU, they got their legs under them. They got a win. They're kind of rolling. They've won 5 in a row. They're starting to believe in each other, and that is a good thing, whether Trey Galloway plays or not, and I doubt he's going to play. Can you come back from being so hurt you can't play to being not hurt and you can play in 24 hours. It doesn't happen very often, not with a knee. Ankle, maybe you can do some work, get that thing right. Knees are a little bit more difficult. Nebraska, 9 o'clock. KenPom has Nebraska winning by 6. IU can't play much worse. You've got Mast, you've got Williams, you've got Tominaga, who has scored 20 and 28 in two games against Indiana. Nebraska has outscored IU by 9 points and 30 points in their two games from beyond the arc. Jamarcus Lawrence had a career high 19. He was 5 of 5 from threes on February 21st. IU lost by 15. You got to close out on shooters. You can't allow them to get fat from beyond the arc. And then you got to hit some on your own end. Nebraska's a good defensive team. They're a better defensive team than you would guess. You look at Fred Hoiberg and you think, okay, this is a team that's going to be able to shoot the basketball. They're going to try to outscore you. Nebraska plays pretty good team defense. Other games today, you've got Illinois, Ohio State at 6:30, Wisconsin, Northwestern at 2:30, Purdue today against Michigan State at noon. That ought to be fun. I think Purdue just beats Michigan State like an unholy drum. Izzo, if anybody can find the formula to stay with Purdue for 40 minutes, maybe it's Izzo. But you know what? You can't outcoach a talent gap that is that extreme. You can't. Purdue's got Edie. What are you going to do? So we'll see. Today is going to be a very, very interesting day in the Big Ten quarterfinals. Indiana must win. Indiana 19 and 13 right now. They get a win to get to 20 and 13. All of a sudden, they get a little bit bubblicious. However, the A-10 did not go Indiana's way. Loyola loses to St. Bonaventure. Dayton loses to Duquesne. So the A-10 is likely with their automatic bid for the conference tournament winner. They're going to scoop up one of the at-large bids that a team like Indiana was hoping would exist on Sunday, just 2 days away from Selection Sunday. Isn't that unbelievable? Indiana just 3 wins away from getting in. We'll see if they can do it. You know, you win one game at a time, you take your chances, you go from there. Indiana not really using its bench much, but you can't. You want to use your bench and then go home and be well-rested for the offseason? Hell no. Put them out there. Let's go. Mentioned free agency still moving along in the NFL, but the Colts not a part of it yesterday. Keenan Allen is acquired by the Bears. He's 31 years old. His best football behind him. But the Bears hope to squeeze a little bit more out of him. They get him for a 4th-round pick. The Chiefs add Hollywood Brown, 1 year, $11 million. Free agency continues. The Chiefs, they have kind of realigned some of their contracts, and so they've got the cap space to add somebody like Hollywood Brown. The Colts might find a bargain, like they did last year with Samson Ekpom. Ekpom had a very, very nice season. Not great, but a nice season for the Colts. Did exactly what you would expect him to do. Kind of replaced Ngakoue and got, you know, almost 10 sacks. That's good. Good return on investment for Ebikam. However, Colts still have holes at corner, at safety, multiple holes at safety potentially. They've got a hole at backup running back, and they have a hole at wide receiver. Unless Alec Pierce somehow develops the ability to create separation at the line of scrimmage. You need another guy. That guy could be a wide receiver or a tight end. He can be gotten through the draft. But how many holes can you expect yourself to fill through the draft? The Colts have put themselves in a position where they cannot miss in the first round at 15, in the second round at 46, or in the third round. They have to go ding, ding, and dong in order to fill those holes. That's what free agency does. Free agency buys you a little bit of grace. And puts you in a position where you don't have to hit on every pick. Right now, the way things stand, the Colts would have to hit on every pick to fill the holes they got. This is a good draft for cornerbacks. It's a good draft for wide receivers. And if Bowers drops to 15, you count him as that guy. Brock Bowers can block. He can run with the football. He can create separation. He's got exceptionally strong hands. He is a guy at 15. If he's there, you grab, say thank you very much, and go on with your day, knowing that for the next 8 years, you got that tight end position covered. Really deep wide receiver draft, really deep quarterback draft. So L'Jarius Sneed, going to cost you about $19 million a year, and you're going to have to guarantee a bunch of it, and you're likely to have to give up at least a one. Like, he isn't better at his job than DeForest Buckner was. People are talking about two ones. That's crazy. He's not better at his job at corner than DeForest Buckner was at defensive tackle when the Colts got him from the 49ers. So this is kind of a Buckner deal. They would trade 15, sign Sneed to a long-term deal like they did with Buckner, and consider that spot kind of closed. But he isn't that great a player. So can you go get a better guy, cheaper, for a longer period of time? Remember, Sneed's 27. By drafting a guy, yes, you can. But how many draft picks can you expect to hit? And you don't know if these guys can play in the NFL. You can think you know. But they thought that Rocky Sin was going to be able to play. They thought Quincy Wilson was going to be able to play. Couldn't. The Chiefs, we'll go over that this afternoon. The Chiefs have built, some people are saying, well, the Chiefs built inside out. No, they didn't. Very balanced in their approach to drafts. Very balanced. You know what? Defensive ends, wide receivers, cornerback, quarterback, couple of safeties, couple of defensive ends, four defensive ends. So it hadn't all been inside out. They've been very balanced in their draft approach, and we'll talk about that this afternoon inside Indiana Sports Now, because it's important to understand how successful teams have done this so that when we evaluate the Colts and what they're doing, we understand what it might lead to. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this beautiful Friday. Wearing the IU frock instead of the traditional Hawaiian shirt on Friday because, hey, it's game day. Got to represent the team. Got to support the team. Jonathan Rupi, happy birthday. Brian Redder, John Ruckelshaus, happy birthday. Mike Biate, celebrating a birthday. Christiana Fullhart Nichols, sounds like a law firm. She's just one person and celebrating a birthday. Rob Morton, happy birthday. The great Ruth Ann Gordon, celebrating a birthday. And Bill Komar here, celebrating a birthday as well. Bill Komar, the Dobo of Dobos. In college basketball, if today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. You do that with an honest and specific compliment. Mike Woodson, I got a compliment for you. You know when to win games. When cornered, Mike Woodson, all of a sudden his team gets dangerous, and I hope they're dangerous tonight. We will talk to you later this afternoon inside Indiana Sports Now. Let's go. Until then, we do the victory dance, the windmill. Invented by the great Scott Ermetti. Ow, that hurt. Hey, I might have broken my knuckle. But you know what? That's what you get for expressing joy.